Tim Fleming wakes you up in the morning at 5, right here on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City.
AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and it's a pleasure to have Tom Kirby, the girls basketball assistant coach, in studio with me this morning. Tom, how are you?
I'm good, Tim. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, this is a big week. It's kind of countdown to the coaches versus cancer game that has been held for years, and the basketball team's got another big night ahead. What, Friday night?
Yep, Friday night. We've got Marshalltown coming in, and we'll be out at the Nyack Main Gym this year due to construction, the beautiful construction. When you drive past it, you get so excited when you see that campus. But, yeah, we'll be out at Nyack this year, and so it'll be a little bit different, probably a little bit scaled back, I guess you could call it, in terms of what we've put on in the past years. This is our 14th annual Coaches versus Cancer game, and so there will be just a few things for auction and then a free will donation. We're actually going to have a celebrity doing our halftime shootout, so with Clear Lake Bank and Trust. So we're pretty excited about that.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and really, you don't have quite the lobby space
right
to do some of the things that you have done in the past.
Yep. So we're just limited in space. We're limited in just supplies and everything out there. I know Nyack's been wonderful to work with, but we don't want to ask too many favors, you know, and set up the lobby like we've done at the high school, just because we don't want to overstep our boundaries, you know, and get past our invitation, I guess you could say. So we'll do what we can, and we're still going to raise money to help in the fight. And actually, before Christmas, we had some sponsors step up and donate some money as our kickoff campaign, because we're going to put them on the back of our T-shirts this year. They all donated some money, and so we got a nice little kickoff right before Christmas.
Yeah, that worked out pretty good for you guys, as I understand it, and I've talked to several people, and you could have names on the backs of the shirts and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got Splash Multisport, and then Deckers is donating the T-shirts for the teams. But Margot Clausen did a great job of designing the T-shirts, and then she put the names of those sponsors into the shape of a ribbon on the back, and it's really, really cool. So we've got a few of those for sale at the game, just very limited supply. Everything was online last week. But when you see the shirts, I'm very, very proud of them, and I hope to continue doing that in the future.
Tom, I think I know the story, but how did you get involved? Tell everybody, how did you, and somebody's got to take the ball and run with it a little bit. How did you get involved?
We got a packet in the mail 14 years ago, and our head coach, Kurt Clausen, looked at it, and he's like, you know, this would be really good for my assistant to take charge on. And he handed me the packet. I was 25 at the time. I mean, that's how long ago we're talking now. And I looked at it, and, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, we've all been affected by cancer in some way, shape, or form. I lost my grandfather to cancer, and I have many friends that have been diagnosed, and some are survivors, some have passed away. And I was like, you know what, let's take this and run with it. And it had started to sweep the nation. Colleges had done the suits and sneakers, and we've seen those pink jerseys. And so we were like, let's jump on board with this. And we were one of the first in the state to really jump on board with this. Us and Knoxville were the two kind of the front runners, I guess you could say, and getting on board with this. And it's just kind of gone up from there. The community here in Mason City has been fantastic with support.
You've kept kind of a running total, haven't you?
Absolutely. Actually, I was just pulling that up on my phone while we were talking. We've raised over $160,000 in 14 years. So something to be really proud of for the Mason City community. Because, I mean, if we average $10,000 per year, that's huge. Because that all goes to cancer research, the trials. I've had people come up to me and talk to me about they wouldn't be here today because the trials that they're on are funded by the American Cancer Society and Relay for Life down in Iowa City. And so the reason that they had to get or got a few more years in their life was because of some of those trials.
And it does affect everybody.
It does. Absolutely. Yeah. We this past year, 2021, was not a great year. We lost a couple very close friends to our family. And it's tough. It's tough when you lose a friend to cancer because you're like, gosh, if we could just find just one little extra thing and maybe we could prolong life and then maybe we could find the cure. And it's just it's too bad when that time runs out. And so I'm happy to move into 2022. I know people are still battling, and that's why we still do this event.
Yeah, you hear that battle, and you hear the fight against cancer and that kind of thing. But the people that go through cancer, they're really fighting.
They are, absolutely. I mean, they are every day. They wake up, and they have to know who they're fighting for. But they also have to know that we're fighting with them, even though we're not going to the chemo. We're not sitting there and going through all of the treatments. We need to let them know that we're there for them, and we are propping them up. And, you know, I'm a religious man, and we pray for them, and we tell them that God's on their side, and we just make sure that they know that they're not alone in this fight.
Yeah. Well, Coach, what time should people come? Should they come a little early at NIAC now? You're not playing all of the early games at NIAC now.
I believe the girls are at 4:45 at
they?
NIAC. I hope, but I don't know. So they may not be. So actually, if it's like a normal schedule, NIAC usually practices until 5. And so then our lower levels will be somewhere else. So the varsity girls game is at 6:15. I guess you could probably shoot to be there about 5:30 would be my guess. Yeah. So I'll take a look at that. We'll put it all up on our Facebook page. And I'm sure that KGLO will put it up on their Facebook page. And Alpha Media has been a huge supporter of this event. So we'll get that information out there. So I'm sorry if I misspoke. NIAC's probably calling our school and being like, what's your coach talking about on the radio this morning? So we'll get the real times and everything out there to everybody.
Let me know too, because I'll be there to broadcast on Friday night. And yeah, it's all a good thing.
Sounds great.
Come and support. Good to see you, Tom.
Yes, good to see you, Tim. Thanks.
Tom Kirby in with us this morning, and we'll plan to see you at NIAC this coming Friday night. I'll be there to broadcast on AM 1300 KGLO.